Verse 14, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and he had a relationship there at the holy mountain of God as being the most prominent angel placed in a position by God himself to watch over all of creation. When he did sin, when iniquity entered in, he was then cast out of the holy mountain of God. Most commentators, I would have to say, would say the holy mountain of God refers to heaven. I would disagree because I say in the context, one of the most important hermeneutic principles there is what is the context? When you are interpreting what you're reading, what is the context? He is talking about the Garden of Eden. He's dealing with the Garden of Eden. He's explaining. He's describing here in chapter 28 of Ezekiel, the Garden of Eden. But then he makes the statement, the holy mountain of God, that was upon the holy mountain of God. You can keep that for a moment, but go to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. God is going to specify exactly what he's talking about. Apocalyptic literature, that's Ezekiel, that's Daniel, is explained by additional or other apocalyptic literature. So what is he referring to? Is there a definition in Bible of what the holy mountain of God is? If you have Daniel chapter 9, verse 16. And this is the prayer of Daniel, realizing he's been in the captivity for these some 70 years. Jerusalem has been desolate. Now he understands where he is in God's time. He gets his heart right with God. He prays for his own people. And here's part of his prayer. Verse 16. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. You cannot be any more specific than he's saying Jerusalem is the holy mountain of God. It's as plain as the nose on my face. That is exactly what he's talking about. He says the holy mountain over here, and then just the next book over, he says, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. He reiterates it again in this prayer, verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Again in the context, he has just said Jerusalem is the holy mountain of God. I mentioned to you that that phrase holy mountain is used 18 times in the Old Testament. It's used 2 times in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28. It is used 16 times in other locations. Go back to Isaiah just a moment. Isaiah chapter 11. And we'll trace just for a moment. Just for a moment. I know some of this is repeating what we said yesterday, but that is teaching. Repetition helps you to get it more into your thinking, into your understanding. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. And this is talking about the kingdom. The millennial kingdom, you know, the rapture of the church, the 7-year tribulation, the return of Jesus Christ, the 1,000-year millennial kingdom. That's down the road of eschatology for the end times. Chapter 11 is, and in fact, let me just show you that it's talking about that. Remember, go back to verse 6 of chapter 11 just for a second. Let me show you. And the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little Kyle shall lead them. That's a description of the millennial kingdom. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Do you see the context? Verse 8. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp. The child shall play with a cobra. You're afraid of snakes. A little child in the millennial kingdom is going to play with the most poisonous of snakes. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. Verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain. And so now he's talking about Jerusalem. That which was the Garden of Eden in chapter 28 of Ezekiel is now in Isaiah 11:9, referring to the Temple Mount. I am saying the Garden of Eden, the Temple Mount are synonymous terms. Go to chapter 27 just for a second. Chapter 27, and I think it's verse 13. Chapter 27, and yes, and here we're talking about in verses 12 and 13, the gathering of Israel back into the land. And it shall come to pass, verse 12, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, the feast of Rosh Hashanah, the feast of trumpets. Matthew 24:31, when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, it's not the rapture of the church. The Feast of Trumpets is not the fulfillment, when that's fulfilled, of the rapture of the church. It's the second coming of Christ, Matthew 24:31, when he tells the angel, blow the trumpet and gather them in for a solemn assembly. This is what it's talking about. At the coming of Jesus Christ, the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Chapter 56 and verse 7. I'm just tracing, I'll not go all the way, but just trace through chapter 56 verse 7 of the book of Isaiah. Again, it's talking about the millennial kingdom. It is talking about the city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Even them will I bring to my holy mount and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. On the holy mountain of God will be the temple. That's the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Skip over and go to chapter 65 just a second. I'm going to slip over a couple of them. Go to chapter 65 and let me show you verse 25. Again, it is describing the situation during the millennial kingdom, how it is going to be. Verse 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And dust shall be in the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Go over to chapter 66, verse 20. Chapter 66 of Isaiah, verse 20. And they shall bring all of your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all the nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem. I don't know how we can be any more clear on what he's saying. The Holy Mount and the Garden of Eden referred to, the Temple Mount and the Garden of Eden referred to as the Holy Mountain of God. Synonymous terms. I think I've made that as clear as I possibly can. I don't know how anybody can argue other than what the Scripture itself, and this is inductive Bible study. I'm simply going to the Word of God, not trying to offer my opinion. What does the Word of God have to say? Now, having reviewed to that extent,